women will wear page boys, beehives, feather cuts.
What's a feather cut?
It's a very short haircut that's usually cut with a razor and has a very feathery look. Almost a halo look. As far as men's haircuts go, I don't really know that I'm... Ball haircuts, I think, would apply only to men. Dovetail haircuts, I think I was in being a man's haircut. And I don't know really any other names, I guess. I think of a square haircut. It's a certain kind of haircut, but this is how I visualize it, and it's not really a name.
The first school that you continued to go to, what would you call that school you said I went to?
Grammar school.
What grades did that cover?
It covered 1 through 6.
And what about after that you go?
We went to junior high school, which was 7, 8, 9. And then senior high school, which was 10, 11, and 12.
And the school where you play basketball and all, would you call that building the...
The gym.
And what about in the school, the place where all your toilets and your sinks and so forth, what would you call that room?
Restroom.
And the kind of fence that you might have around the playground, wire fence, you know.
A chain link fence.
And what about a person who just reads all the time, always has his nose?
A bookworm.
Yeah. And what about one, maybe you, when you were in school, was always a kid who was trying to get on the teacher's good side and would always seeking praise and attention, that kind of thing, is always trying to say they were, you know.
Oh, I want to say teacher's pet, but I'm not sure that that's really from the other point of view.
And what would you say he was doing in order to become the teacher's pet? What would he have to do?
Well, of course, the term I think of is brown nosing.
Would that be what he was doing, or would brown nose mean something else to you?
That's really what it means to me, I guess. That you're really seeking, the approval and, and every support of a particular person.
And let's see, now, what term might you have, say, for a boy or a man who has womanish ways? In other words, maybe there's nothing, he's normal, but just has womanish ways.
I would just say effeminate.
And what about a male homosexual? Any terms you'd hear? Oh, I guess we mentioned fag a while ago. Was that
right? And of course, when I grew up, it was queer. Now, of course, it's gay, which I still have a hard time, identifying gay as a word to apply to a homosexual.
What about a girl or a woman who has mannish kind of ways, maybe normal, but just has mannish kind of ways? Any term for that?
Well, I think of the word mannish or masculine.
Now, a female homosexual, any